Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Episode 33. Ciao a tutti, io sono Mark. I'm back with another episode of Coffee Break Italian. Now, in this episode, we are going to be listening to the conversation that we recorded as Katie checked into the hotel in Orta. And we also recorded another conversation, which was a little bit of a recap of how things are going so far. So I'll be playing that for you later in this episode. Allora, cominciamo! So in this episode, we're going to be listening to Katie checking into the hotel, asking some questions, answering some questions, and using the Italian that she has learned so far in the course. As we've already done in the past couple of lessons, we'll be listening to this conversation first, and then I'll take you through the conversation and we'll talk about the language that was used in the conversation. So let's have a listen to Katie's check-in conversation at the hotel.
Buongiorno, benvenuti all'Hotel Santa Rosa.
Buongiorno, ho una prenotazione per 4 notti a nome Wilson.
Attenda, prego. Ah sì, una camera matrimoniale per 7 notti.
No, una camera singola, per favore.
Ah, scusi, il suo nome è Williamson?
No, io sono Katie Wilson.
Ah, mi sono sbagliato. Abbiamo un'altra prenotazione a nome Williamson. Che coincidenza. Una camera singola per lei, va bene, è già pagata. C'è una bella vista sul lago dalla sua camera. Posso vedere il suo passaporto, per favore?
Certo, ha bisogno anche della mia carta di credito?
Sì, per gli extra.
Ecco.
Molto bene, può firmare questo modulo?
Sì.
Grazie, la colazione è servita dalle 7 alle 9 e mezza ed è compresa. Ecco la chiave. È la camera 208. C'è un ascensore a sinistra.
Grazie. Una domanda.
Sì?
C'è internet?
Sì. Tutto quello che deve fare è connettersi a internet con la rete Santa Rosa e poi aprire il suo browser. Deve mettere il suo cognome e il numero della sua camera.
Si deve pagare?
No, è gratuito.
Perfetto.
Buona permanenza.
So how did you find that? Hopefully you understood lots of that conversation, and I'm sure you picked up some interesting expressions in there too. What we'll do now is go back through the conversation, and I'll take you through it step by step, and we'll make sure we understand everything that both Katie and the hotel receptionist said. Let's listen to the first part of the conversation now.
Buongiorno, benvenuti all'Hotel Santa Rosa.
Buongiorno. Ho una prenotazione per 4 notti a nome Wilson.
Attenda, prego.
So the receptionist welcomes us to the hotel, and then Katie explains that she has a booking in her name. Now, I have a booking. Remember that phrase? It's ho una prenotazione. And she said it's for 4 nights, per 4 notti. Remember, it's una notte. And if the singular ends in E, the letter E, so N-O-T-T-E, notte, then the plural form will end in I, notti. So N-O-T-T-I, una notte, 2 notti. In this case, ho una prenotazione per 4 notti. I've got a booking for 4 nights, a nome Wilson, so in the name of Wilson. And the receptionist says, attenda, prego. Please wait, or please be patient, or just a moment. The receptionist then looks at the records and finds the booking, or at least what he thinks is the booking. Let's listen to the next section of the conversation now.
Ho una prenotazione per 4 notti a nome Wilson.
Attenda, prego. Ah sì, una camera matrimoniale per 7 notti.
No, una camera singola, per favore.
Ah, scusi, il suo nome è Williamson?
Now, the receptionist obviously wasn't listening very carefully to when Katie said per 4 notti, because he found a booking, and he thought it was Katie's booking, for una camera per 7 notti, una camera matrimoniale, a double room, not for 4 notti, but 7 notti. And Katie explains, no, una camera singola, no, she had booked a single room. At this stage, the receptionist wants to make sure he's got the right name, and he asks Katie, is your name Williamson?
Ah, scusi, il suo nome è Williamson?
No, no, io sono Katie Wilson.
Ah, mi sono sbagliato. Abbiamo un'altra prenotazione a nome Williamson. Che coincidenza.
So have you worked out what's going on here? Let's listen just to this section again and see if you can understand exactly what the receptionist says.
Ah, scusi, il suo nome è Williamson?
No, no, io sono Katie Wilson.
Ah, mi sono sbagliato. Abbiamo un'altra prenotazione a nome Williamson. Che coincidenza.
So Katie has said, io sono Katie Wilson. Io sono. She's using io there to stress the fact that I am Katie Wilson, not Katie Williamson. And the hotel receptionist uses a great phrase here. He says, mi sono sbagliato. I made a mistake, or I have made a mistake. That's from the verb sbagliarsi, which we've come across before. Ho sbagliato numero, when we were learning about making phone calls and perhaps dialing the wrong number. And I think at some point I've also mentioned the lovely Italian expression sbagliando si impara, by making mistakes you learn. Anyway, the receptionist made a mistake. He said, mi sono sbagliato, I made a mistake. And he goes on to say, abbiamo un'altra prenotazione a nome Williamson. So we've got another booking. Abbiamo un'altra prenotazione. We've got another booking in the name of Williamson. And this is indeed a coincidence. He says, che coincidenza. Let's listen on.
No, no, io sono Katie Wilson.
Ah, mi sono sbagliato. Abbiamo un'altra prenotazione a nome Williamson. Che coincidenza. Una camera singola per lei, va bene? È già pagata. C'è una bella vista sul lago dalla sua camera.
So he's now found Katie's reservation and he explains that she has a single room, una camera singola, è già pagata. So the verb pagare is to pay. So pagato or pagata, if it's a feminine thing that's paid, would of course mean paid. So è già pagata, it's already paid. Now, did you get the other bit of information about Katie's room? Listen again to this part.
Una camera singola per lei, va bene, è già pagata. C'è una bella vista sul lago dalla sua camera.
I think you'll have recognized the word vista. Una vista, una bella vista. A beautiful view sul lago. Literally on the lake. There's a beautiful view on the lake from your room. C'è una bella vista sul lago dalla sua camera. He then continues with the booking in process and asks Katie for something.
C'è una bella vista sul lago dalla sua camera. Posso vedere il suo passaporto, per favore?
Certo. Ha bisogno anche della mia carta di credito?
Sì, per gli extra.
Ecco.
Okay, did you pick up what he asked for? He said, posso vedere il suo passaporto? Can I see your passport? And using that posso with an infinitive. We've come across that many times. Posso from the verb potere, to be able to. Can I see your passport? Posso vedere il suo passaporto? And Katie took the initiative with the next thing that she expected to be asked for, and that was her carta di credito. She used a very nice expression. She said, do you need my credit card? Ha bisogno della mia carta di credito.
Posso vedere il suo passaporto, per favore?
Certo. Ha bisogno anche della mia carta di credito?
Sì, per gli extra.
Ecco.
So that's avere bisogno di qualcosa, to have need of something. I could say, ho bisogno della sua carta di credito. I need your credit card. Avere bisogno di qualcosa. So when Kitty asked that question, he said yes. And he also mentioned what the reason was for asking for the credit card. Per gli extra. For the extras, for anything that she puts on her room bill. We've heard posso vedere il suo passaporto. Can I see your passport? And the receptionist goes on to ask Katie if she can do something using può, the polite form of can you. The informal form is puoi, the tu form, and then the lei form is può. Listen again to what he asks her to do.
Molto bene. Può firmare questo modulo?
Sì.
Obviously, if you didn't know this particular bit of vocabulary, then the situation would help because, of course, the receptionist has just handed Katie a form and a pen. So she's got to sign this form. Può firmare. She's got to put her signature on the modulo, the form. So Katie signs the form and then he gives her some information. Listen carefully to this and see if you can identify what that information is.
Grazie. La colazione è servita dalle 7 alle 9 e mezza ed è compresa. Ecco la chiave.
Did you pick that up? We're talking about la colazione, breakfast, or prima colazione, officially. Listen again and see if you can spot the times.
Grazie. La colazione è servita dalle 7 alle 9 e mezza ed è compresa. Ecco la chiave.
So he said, la colazione è servita dalle 7 alle 9 e mezza. So those times are from 7 o'clock until 9:30. And he also said that it is compresa, it's included in the cost of her room. And then, of course, he hands over the key, la chiave, ecco la chiave.
La colazione è servita dalle 7 alle 9 e mezza ed è compresa, ecco la chiave.
Okay, the next thing I'd like you to identify is the room number.
È la camera 208, c'è un ascensore a sinistra.
Did you get that? Listen again and also listen out for the other bit of information which will help Katie find her room.
È la camera 208. C'è un ascensore a sinistra.
So the room number is 208. 208. 208. It's room number 208. And he said, c'è un ascensore a sinistra. There is a lift on the left.
È la camera 208. C'è un ascensore a sinistra.
Okay, just before Katie heads off to her room, she asks a question. She says, c'è internet. Is there internet? Now, the answer is yes, but there's also some information that's a little complicated.
Grazie. Una domanda.
Sì?
C'è internet?
Sì. Tutto quello che deve fare è connettersi a internet con la rete Santa Rosa e poi aprire il suo browser. Deve mettere il suo cognome e il numero della sua camera.
Si deve pagare?
No, no, è gratuito.
Okay, there are two pieces of vocabulary here that I'm going to give you to help you understand this section. I'd like you then to listen again and to see if you can understand what the receptionist is telling you to do about the internet. The first part, the first word is rete. Rete is the network. And then the other word is cognome, which is your surname. So have a listen again and see if you can work out how you connect to the internet in the Hotel Santa Rosa.
Sì, tutto quello che deve fare è connettersi a internet con la rete Santa Rosa e poi aprire il suo browser. Deve mettere il suo cognome e il numero della sua camera.
Si deve pagare?
No, no, è gratuito.
Okay, so what he said was, tutto quello che deve fare, everything that you must do, è connettersi a internet con la rete Santa Rosa, with the Santa Rosa network. Tutto quello che deve fare è connettersi a internet con la rete Santa Rosa. Okay, so far so good. E poi aprire il suo browser. So then you've got to open your browser. Aprire il suo browser. Now, once you've got the browser open, there are two things that you need to enter. Have a listen to the second part again and see if you can identify what those two things are.
Deve mettere il suo cognome e il numero della sua camera.
So you've got to put in your surname, il suo cognome, e il numero della sua camera, and your room number. Katie asks one final question.
Si deve pagare?
No, no, è gratuito.
Her question was, si deve pagare? Does one have to pay? Si deve pagare? And the answer was, no, no, è gratuito. It's free. Katie thinks that's perfect.
Perfetto.
Buona permanenza.
And the receptionist wishes her a good stay in the hotel. Buona permanenza. Literally, good permanence in the hotel. Good stay. Have a good stay. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Music. Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, we've been through the whole conversation. Hopefully you've understood all of it now. But let's listen again to the conversation in its entirety. And this will give you a chance to see how much you've learned in this lesson.
Buongiorno, benvenuti all'Hotel Santa Rosa.
Buongiorno, ho una prenotazione per 4 notti a nome Wilson.
Attenda, prego. Ah sì, una camera matrimoniale per 7 notti.
No, una camera singola, per favore.
Ah, scusi, il suo nome è Williamson?
No, no, io sono Katie Wilson.
Ah, mi sono sbagliato. Abbiamo un'altra prenotazione a nome Williamson. Che coincidenza. Una camera singola per lei, va bene, è già pagata. C'è una bella vista sul lago dalla sua camera. Posso vedere il suo passaporto, per favore?
Certo, ha bisogno anche della mia carta di credito?
Sì, per gli extra.
Ecco.
Molto bene. Può firmare questo modulo?
Sì.
Grazie. La colazione è servita dalle 7 alle 9 e mezza ed è compresa. Ecco la chiave. È la camera 208. C'è un ascensore a sinistra.
Grazie. Una domanda.
Sì?
C'è internet?
Sì. Tutto quello che deve fare è connettersi a internet con la rete Santa Rosa e poi aprire il suo browser. Deve mettere il suo cognome e il numero della sua camera.
Si deve pagare?
No, no, è gratuito.
Perfetto.
Buona permanenza.
Now, as I said earlier in this lesson, we actually recorded another conversation, just a conversation between the three of us sitting in the hotel bar that evening and thinking back through the day and checking on how Katie was getting on with her Italian. And I'll play that for you now. So here we are. It's the end of our first day, a very busy day of travelling from all the way from Scotland to Italy. We, of course, met at the airport and we are now in the hotel and we have just returned from a very nice evening.
Yes, we managed to find a lovely little ristorante and I had una pizza.
Ma non una pizza al pollo?
No, okay. I took Francesca's advice and ordered something more regional.
Perfetto. Cosa hai mangiato tu, Francesca?
Io ho mangiato una pizza senza pollo, sì, ovviamente. È solo con un po' di rucola, pomodorini e scaglie di parmigiano.
Ah, perfetto. So, Katie, how do you think things are going so far? Is your Italian living up to the challenge?
First of all, you did very well with your sfida at the airport, Katie, your challenge.
Grazie. Well, I did get us here, so I'm quite pleased with myself so far.
Absolutely.
So far, so good. No major problems with the Italian yet. Although there was a slight mix-up when we were checking in at the hotel.
That's right, because the receptionist made a bit of a mistake with your name.
He did. He thought I was called Williamson instead of Wilson, which was unforgivable.
The word that he used was a good word because it's a word that we can use in many situations. The verb is sbagliarsi.
A lovely verb, un verbo riflessivo.
It is indeed a reflexive verb. We've not really spoken too much about reflexive verbs, although we have met a few. For example, mi chiamo.
Sì.
A very good example of a reflexive verb. But sbagliarsi is definitely a good word.
Yes, we've heard this before, I think, when we were talking about phone numbers.
Brava, someone could say, for example, ha sbagliato numero, and we did it in one of our lessons.
Absolutely. Now, Katie, there was also a lovely expression that you managed to get in when you were booking in, when I was eavesdropping. You said, you asked, do you also need my credit card?
Ah, yes, I used the construction avere bisogno di, to need or to have need of.
Bravissima. I was really proud of you, Katie.
I'm proud of myself.
So, avere bisogno. You said, ha bisogno della mia carta di credito, or something like that.
Sì, I think that was right.
Okay. One thing that I thought was quite demanding when you were checking in was the whole explanation of the internet.
Yes, there was quite a lot of information going on there. Although, I think quite a few of the words were quite similar to the English, so I was able to understand the gist of it, I think.
Okay, well, I'll go through the whole explanation of the internet and what the receptionist said to you when we go through the conversation for our listeners.
Perfetto.
Okay, so what's coming up next?
Io vado a casa.
Sei stanca?
Ah, sì, abbastanza. Sì, devo dormire un po'.
Allora, ci vediamo domani?
Ci vediamo domani e dopo colazione.
Ok, va bene.
Voi fate colazione qui, giusto?
Sì, certo. We are indeed having breakfast tomorrow in the hotel and I think it's probably a good idea to record that conversation too.
Oh, great. First thing in the morning.
I'm sure you'll be absolutely fine.
Allora, ragazzi, buonanotte e sogni d'oro.
Grazie, Francesca.
Dreams of gold?
Sogni d'oro.
Sweet dreams?
Yeah,
oh, sì.
And that is where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break Italian. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it's been a useful exercise for you, practicing some of the language you've previously learned. And indeed, I hope that you've learned some new language too. If you would like to have full access to the video version of this lesson, and indeed to the lesson notes and transcript, you can head over to coffeebreakitalianplus.com, where you can find out more about the members' version of this course. And there's also a bonus conversation, a conversation that we recorded with one of the many people that we met while we were in Orta and Stresa and that area of Italy. Don't forget, you can visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian, or indeed on Twitter. We are Learn Italian on Twitter. È tutto per oggi adesso. Ci vediamo presto. Ciao ciao. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.